Pro-family groups call on media, big tech to stop SPLC from smearing Christians, conservatives. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 17, 2019. Organizations promoting family and faith have purchased an ad in the Wall Street Journal that calls upon media and tech industry giants to stop aligning themselves with the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center's SPLC, smears of conservative and Christian groups. Family Research Council, FRC, purchased the ad in conjunction with the American Family Association, AFA, and in cooperation with SplicExposed.com. The SPLC has declared both FRC and AFA as hate groups because of their promotion of Christian family and sexuality values. The SPLC, notorious for its labeling of many conservative and Christian organizations as hate groups, has recently been accused of racism, corruption, and sexual harassment by employees, and several of the group's top leaders have left the SPLC in the wake of those accusations. The ad calls on tech giants Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, and PayPal, and media networks CNN and MSNBC to immediately stop using SPLC as their authority on hate and extremism. The bigotry and racial discrimination described by its former employees is evidence of SPLC's hypocrisy, the ad states and continues. The SPLC has become a hate-for-cash machine that has weaponized its hate labeling of groups and individual people. As SPLC collected hundreds of millions in donations, it expanded its definition of hate to nonviolent conservative, Christian, and parent organizations who opposed the SPLC's political agenda. Now, the SPLC's hate-for-cash machine has been described by Within as a highly profitable scam. Breitbart News reported in March on the SPLC scandal. Just last month, PayPal CEO Dan Schulman admitted that his company worked with the SPLC to identify, and to blacklist, conservatives. Google has also worked with the SPLC to flag content on its platforms, as has Facebook. Giant corporations like Apple, and Hollywood celebrities like George Clooney, have continued to pour donations into the SPLC's coffers. The embattled organization reportedly enjoys a massive $500 million endowment. The ad contains quotes from SPLC staff who accused the organization of bigotry and discrimination. "I would definitely say that there was not a single black employee with whom I spoke who was happy to be working there," said Christine Lee, a Harvard Law School graduate and 1989 SPLC legal intern. "SPLC had just a way of talking about black people as jesters in a way that hasn't, I don't think, been done in 30 or 40 years. Now that employees of SPLC have pulled back the curtain on the organization's hypocrisy, what will members of the media and big tech who aligned themselves with SPLC do?" asked FRC President Tony Perkins in a press statement. "To continue to use SPLC's politically driven labeling will be an endorsement of SPLC's blatant racism and bigotry."